And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and it is our normal opportunity to chat with Ascension Via Christi Hospital on In Focus. And joining me here today, we have Ascension Via Christi President and CEO Bob Koppel. Bob, good morning. I've been having some issues with the phone. I'm hoping that we are still able to connect here with him. I also know I have on standby on your side, Dave, we have Melinda Couch, who's one of the nurses here. And Melinda, do we have you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Melinda. This is Brandon Peoples. I'm having a little difficulty hearing Bob on my side, but he's having some phone issues on this side of the board here, Dave. So if he call, maybe he'll call in on the other line if he can hear me, 4555 line here in a moment. But it's a pleasure to have you on here, Melinda. We're going to try to connect with Bob Koppel and Jessica Wolf here as well, who are a couple of other guests here on the show today. And Melinda, I understand you and Jessica will be volunteering some of your time here as nurses treating some COVID patients. Is that right? Oh, having a little technical issue here on the phones. We'll try to get this fixed here. Sorry about that. And now we are connected with Bob Koppel, correct? Melinda Wolf. Okay. Melinda Couch. Excuse me. Melinda Couch. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and how long you've been a nurse at Ascension Via Christi.
Well, I have been there for 15 months now. I work on the medical unit. I'm actually a night shift nurse.
Okay. And now I believe I've connected with Bob Koppel and Jessica Wolf. Good morning.
Hey, Brandon. Bob and Jessica.
Hey there. Sorry about the connectivity issues there. It's wonderful to have you all three here on the show. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
Part of the reason we have you here today is it is Nurse Appreciation Week, and we want to make sure that all of our nurses here locally are recognized, and now more than ever, for sure, because the work that's been put in here, Bob, it seems like we're relying on these nurses more than we ever have.
Certainly. Big part of taking care of patients, especially in a hospital environment. Not quite half of our staff are registered nurses.
Yeah, absolutely. And these two ladies in particular are going to be doing some volunteering, as I understand.
Well, so both Melinda and Jessica are going to be going to Chicago to in some of our Ascension hospitals, specifically because of the volume of COVID patients they've had. Just need to give some staff a break. And also there's just all the normal patients, too, that need to be taken care of. Chicago, obviously, a lot larger place than we're in. Jessica was just sharing with me, I think in the county where she's going, there's 35,000 positive COVID patients.
You say 3,500?
35,000.
Oh my goodness, 35,000.
Obviously, you may have a lot larger population as well. But, yeah, just a lot of a larger COVID population.
Well, Jessica, when the opportunity came here, I guess, tell us a little bit about why you decided to go ahead and volunteer.
I think mostly because it'll be a great experience. And we don't have quite a number of cases. So if we were to get a surge in cases, I think it would be a great opportunity and experience to bring that information back. And then we could share with our staff what we've learned. And just in general, you as a nurse, you don't always get to experience something like that. So kind of a maybe once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Melinda, kind of the same thing for you. Is that you kind of like this is an opportunity that, maybe to do some learning?
Absolutely. And also, I feel like it would be a really great thing to just be able to go out there and help provide some relief for those other nurses that I'm sure they are very, very busy and probably pretty stressed. So it's kind of an honor to be able to kind of step into their shoes and help them out some.
Right. Well, obviously, there's been a big learning curve here over the last 7 to 8 weeks here locally. Melinda, I'll start with you. Kind of what has this virus taught you?
It's just constantly, everything's changing constantly. You really have to stay on top of all the information. to help protect yourself, your family. It's important to keep learning and kind of change with everything else that's changing.
Yeah. Jessica, have you had to deal with a number of different patients here locally?
We've had a few, yeah, that we've dealt with, and I kind of agree with Melinda. You kind of have to stay on top of learning everything, and then communication is just a big one because everything kind of just changes daily or hourly, so you just have to stay on top of communication.
What have your hours been like here the last few weeks? And what's a typical day like before the pandemic set in? I'll start with you, Jessica.
I'm a day shift, so I work 6:30 to 6:30. And, I mean, it's a pretty typical day. You're busy with your medical. I'm on medical as well, so you're working with your medical patients who have acute conditions. What was the other question? I mean, that's pretty normal for our day.
Okay. And what about you, Melinda?
Yeah, I work a night shift. I mean, besides just kind of going through with all the protocols that are in place now, you know, the no visitors and talking more on the phone with the families to keep giving them updates. Those are kind of the changes that we've been having to deal with on night.
Gotcha. And as far as what got you guys into nursing, maybe we could talk a little bit about that, because it's kind of a... It's one of those jobs that you kind of know right away, I think, when you go to school, what you want to do with your life. And a lot of folks get into this because they want to help people. Melinda, is that the case for you?
Absolutely. And I feel like it's really an honor to be able to be there and help them through their time of need and try and help them feel better or be there with them to hold their hands when they need us the most.
Where did you do your schooling, Melinda?
I went to MATC for my LPN, and then I actually went to Brown Mackey and Salina for my RN.
Okay. Jessica, how'd you get into nursing?
Mine's a little different. I don't have a defining moment or situation. I don't come from a family of healthcare workers. I actually graduated from K-State with a business degree first. And then a few years after that, I went to Washburn University. That's where I got my nursing degree. But I've always had a desire to help people and kind of be there for them during vulnerable moments. So, and it kind of feels good to feel like you're making a difference.
All right. Well, Bob, I'll bring you back on the program here. I know you had a couple weeks ago had some nurses ship out to Illinois and Indiana to help out. What's their status and when will they be coming back?
So we had five of our nursing assistants actually that went to Chicago and Indianapolis. At least four of them are coming back this weekend. One of them has actually volunteered to stay, keep working another couple weeks. So excited for her, and I could completely see that she would volunteer to do that. And I think for the other four, it'll be good to, I guess, when they get back, have an opportunity to just kind of debrief with them a little bit about their experiences there, what they learned, and, you know, how do you translate that into information we could use here. Certainly appreciate the fact that all of these folks are kind of disrupting their personal lives to take 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is, to go help out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got an email here this morning saying there will be a send-off ceremony tomorrow at the hospital, kind of similar to what we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it'll be. I was teasing Jessica and telling her there's going to be a band. She just looked at me with big eyes. No, so we'll be doing something similar to what we did 2 weeks ago for when the five CNAs were leaving. But, you know, I think, one, it's everybody gets a little care package, but also lets everybody know that we're thinking about them and praying for them and making sure that they have a good 2 weeks while they're on this new assignment.
Absolutely. Well, that's great to hear that, you know, they're stepping up here. And just for to put a perspective on it, how many nurses do you employ there at the hospital, Bob?
Between here and Wamego, I think it's 248.
Okay, so quite a big population. Yeah. There's always a need for more, I'm sure.
You know, we've actually done a really good job, specifically over the last 6 to 9 months, in recruiting open positions, and we're actually now, I think, down to less than 3 or 4 nursing positions even being open. So that's been a very positive thing. Certainly gives us a lot of more flexibility and capacity than we had, say, back in 2018. So that's all been good. And, you know, we continue to have a lot of candidates who are coming right out of nursing school, which is good to get new people and have an opportunity to help kind of shape them professionally. But also there's kind of, we always have this constant mix of people moving in and out of the community as well. And so we've also been able to hire folks with experience, which is kind of a good balance. And, you know, we specifically in our community, I think everybody's aware, everybody hires a lot of military spouses. And we get people who've really worked in some very interesting places because of their spouse getting transferred between bases or et cetera. So some people really bring some incredible experience to our community just by virtue of that. But, you know, we kind of always have this kind of influx, especially here in the summer, because we have our new graduates just like everybody else. So we'll be seeing some new faces here kind of late June, early July. They all have to take boards and finish their tests, the new grads do. But then we'll see some new faces here this summer and into the fall.
All right. Well, very good. Let's take a time out. We're going to come back and we'll continue our conversation here with Ascension Via Christi. Again, we got President and CEO Bob Koppel, Nurses Jessica Wolf, and Melissa Couch joining us here. Stay tuned.